Epilogue: Building Capacity for Instructional Leadership. As you maintain the habit of visiting three classrooms a day and engaging in professionally rewarding conversations with teachers, you'll continue to build your school's capacity for instructional leadership. You'll enjoy an enhanced ability to make and implement decisions of all kinds because you'll have vastly more information about what's currently taking place in your school. You may find that teachers occasionally ask you to provide feedback, but as we've seen, feedback often isn't what teachers need most. By engaging in evidence-based conversations in the context of a shared instructional framework, teachers will gain a wealth of insights about how they can improve their practice. Over time, you may find that they ask you for more support and resources than advice, yet you'll also find your ability to give advice and feedback greatly enhanced. Ultimately, high-performance instructional leadership is about learning. The more we engage in classroom conversations with teachers, the more effectively we'll be able to lead learning and improvement in our schools. Now that you understand the complete model, you may want to review Chapter 5 to prepare for your third cycle of visits, in which you'll start to take notes and engage teachers in evidence-based conversations using the language of your instructional framework. If you haven't started your classroom visits yet, or if you've taken a few steps but haven't formed a consistent habit yet, now is the perfect time to start in earnest. Review the action challenges at the end of each chapter, and keep this book on hand so you can quickly review the model or the action challenges at any time. Thank you for being among the thousands of instructional leaders from 50 countries around the world who are engaging in this work.